We're following a developing story this morning as an evacuation order is in place for Raymond and Kandy, Ojai County Thursday morning after a fiery train derailment. The Kandy, Ojai County Sheriff's Office says a Burlington Northern Santa Fe train had numerous cars derail on the western edge of the city, but within the city limits. One of those cars started on fire and was determined to be carrying a form of ethanol. Others contained a corn syrup liquid. Raymond is approximately 20 minutes southwest of Wilmer. Fire departments from Raymond and numerous other cities have responded to the scene. Firefighters, paramedics, law enforcement all assisted in evacuating the city within a half mile of that derailment site. The site does remain active as that fire is not yet contained. Stay up to date with the latest on air and online at knsiradio.com. An evacuation order is in place for Raymond and Kandy, Ojai County this morning after a fiery train derailment overnight. The Kandy, Ojai County Sheriff's Office says a Burlington Northern Santa Fe train had numerous cars derail on the western edge of the city, but within the city limits. Several of those tankers started on fire and were determined to be carrying a form of ethanol. Several area fire departments are on the scene as the site remains very active. Video from the scene shows the fire still quite large and not yet under control. Several miles of Highway 23 also closed as a result. This is a developing story. We do have a reporter on the way. We will be updating you through the day on air and online at knsiradio.com. Perhaps not. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Leverins. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and state emergency management authorities are on their way to the site of a fiery 22-car train derailment in the city of Raymond. Residents in the small Kandy, Ojai County town of 800 people were awakened just after 1 a.m. after a Burlington Northern Santa Fe train went off the tracks on the western edge of the city and caught fire. Those tankers were carrying a mixed freight of ethanol and a corn syrup liquid. Highway 23 shut down in both directions from Kandy, Ojai County Road 1 to Chippewa County Road 1 and will remain closed until noon tomorrow per the Minnesota Department of Transportation. Flaggers are out rerouting traffic around the town per Minnesota State Patrol Sergeant Jesse Grabo. The American Red Cross has been deployed to help displaced residents and to act as a canteen for first responders. The Federal Railroad Administration is also on the ground as the investigation gets underway. Tina, I'm Jennifer Leverins. Residents are being allowed back into their homes in the small Kandy, Ojai County city of Raymond after a fiery train derailment Thursday morning. 22 Burlington Northern Santa Fe train cars derailed on the western edge of the city around 1 a.m. and caught fire. Sheriff Eric Tollefson praised the cooperation.
Thankful for the gracious response, first and foremost, of all the residents of Raymond. I know what it felt like for me when I got the phone call at 1 in the morning, and I can't imagine having your door pounded on by one of our deputies or our firemen saying, hey, it's time to leave.
Some of the cars were carrying ethanol, and they are leaking hazardous materials, according to the railroad. Air and water quality also being monitored. We're keeping you up to date on air and online at knsiradio.com. Minnesota State.
I'm Grant Ducetto. Local, state, and federal officials are reassuring residents in the small town of Raymond after a train derailment Thursday morning. Residents of the small Kandy, Ojai County town of 800 people were awakened just after 1 a.m. after 22 cars on a Burlington Northern Santa Fe train went off the tracks on the western edge of the city and then caught fire. Matt Garland with BNSF says several of them are still leaking.
We know that there were approximately 10 cars that were hazardous and they contained ethanol. There has been some leaks, and as you can see through the fire, we'll be venting that off, and that'll be a process that takes probably a couple days.
Air and water quality are being monitored, but officials say everything is safe. Residents are slowly being allowed back into their homes. Mary Hondo with Regional. Good afternoon. I'm Grant Ducetto. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, along with other federal, state, and local officials, are getting a look at the destruction left behind after 22 Burlington Northern Santa Fe train cars derailed in the small town of Raymond around 1 o'clock Thursday morning and then burst into flames. Amazingly, no one was hurt. He said cooperation was key and thanked everyone involved.
I want to give a thank you to Congresswoman Fischbach and her staff on the phone very early this morning, very concerned, getting information about what was here. Same with the senators, Klobuchar, Smith, same with Representative Baker, Senator Lang. These issues are not partisan in any way, and it was really encouraging to see that information was flowing all the way from Washington, D.C. by 5:30 this morning.
The cars were carrying ethanol and will continue to burn off. Air and water quality are being monitored, but authorities say residents are safe. Good afternoon. I'm Grant Ducetto. Residents are being allowed back into their homes in the small Kandy, Ojai County city of Raymond after a fiery train derailment Thursday morning. 22 Burlington Northern Santa Fe train cars derailed on the western edge of the city at around 1 o'clock and caught fire. Sheriff Eric Tolfson praised the cooperation.
Everything from people taking off out of their houses, getting down to the school, realizing that, well, we can't be at the school very much longer. Kids are going to show up, so opening the doors to the church here, cooking breakfast. I mean, it's just, there is no other word other than awesome. So thank you.
He said at least 15 agencies responded to the derailment, and Raymond Ambulance ferried residents without transportation to the evacuation site in Prinzburg. KNSI News caught up with one of the displaced residents. Her name is Diane Macht, and said what happened was her greatest fear come true.
I worried when I was the newspaper editor here because our office was downtown. And we have some very big bins, if you notice. Great big grain.
Yeah,
grain
I did
bins.
See them. Mm-hmm.
Yes, right across from the motorcycle shop. And I always thought, what if we had a train derailment right in the middle of town? But we never did.
Macht, her husband, and others were allowed to return home about noon Thursday. Local, state, and federal officials are all in the area working on cleanup efforts and the investigations.
Good afternoon. I'm Jake Judd. No one was hurt, but the town of Raymond was evacuated after 22 rail cars went off the tracks and caught fire at around 1 o'clock this morning. Candiohi County Sheriff Eric Tullifson explained when it came time to put the emergency plan into action, everything worked as it should.
So after going to, I think I counted close to 250 houses door to door, and what I thought was a very quick amount of time, it just felt really good to have everybody together, and it's just typical of a small town response.
He praised the community's cooperation, school officials in the nearby town of Prinzburg who opened up the church and fed those who were displaced, like Diane Macht, who told KNSI News she is grateful for the efforts of everyone who put together a place to stay at the last moment.
They've been very, very kind here. Mm-hmm. Very kind. The whole community is. They've been bringing food and water, and they made all of this. Plus, they're taking care of people in Raymond.
Macht and others began going home at about noon.
Good morning. I'm Jennifer Leverins. An evacuation order has been lifted after a fiery train derailment near Raymond Thursday morning. Authorities say detours will likely remain in place until those fires are out. Federal officials plan to start their investigation into what caused that derailment today. Jeannie Pitts has lived in Raymond since 2009 and says until Thursday she never worried about a train derailment and what it could mean for her. Pitts tells KNSI News what it felt like to get that knock at the door.
Scared and upset. My stomach just went. Yeah, I never thought that was going to happen there in Raymond. Never.
Pitts and the roughly 800 other residents of Raymond were awakened just after 1 o'clock Thursday morning and told to leave immediately after 22 cars carrying flammable materials went off the tracks and caught fire. That derailment.
Good morning. I'm Jake Judd. Minnesota's federal lawmakers are urging action to help prevent train-related disasters like the one seen last week in Raymond. Senator Tina Smith spoke with KNSI News moments after touring the site and said there seems to be too many of these happening.
While this event here in Minnesota was not nearly as dangerous as the one that we saw in East Palestine, Ohio, for example, it still really raises questions.
The Train Safety Act, which has already been introduced in committee, would create tougher standards for carrying hazardous materials, stricter maintenance requirements, and ensure train crews are properly staffed. 22 Burlington Northern Santa Fe tanker cars derailed and caught fire March 30th. See our continuing coverage at knsiradio.com. Now to our others. Good morning. I'm Jake Judd. U.S. Senator Tina Smith is pushing for passage of the Train Safety Act in the wake of the derailment in Raymond last week. She spoke to KNSI News minutes after seeing the site and says the legislation would create tougher standards for carrying hazardous materials. Smith explained the rail cars in the crash were among the safest available.
In Raymond, Minnesota, the cars that were transporting the ethanol and corn syrup are a special kind of enhanced safety cars that make it much less likely that there would be an explosion if there was a derailment.
The deadline for all hazmat rail cars to be puncture resistant is set for May, but the legislation would also impose stricter maintenance requirements and ensure train crews are properly staffed. The bill has been introduced in committee. Several other lawmakers, including Senator Amy Klobuchar, have signed on. a record number to the collapse. Should disaster strike as it did Thursday morning in Raymond, the St. Cloud Fire Department stands at the ready. They have over 60 people certified as hazmat technicians with specialized response teams operating out of the Station 2 on the city's northwest side. Deputy Fire Chief Steve Wunderlich discusses how that helps the agency prepare.
Our main training is what to do if you have one and how you deal with chemicals. We are a hazmat emergency response team, one of four in the state, and we would respond to something like that, but it would be mostly to deal with the fallout.
Wunderlich says Station 2 was chosen to be the base for the hazmat team because it has extra space allocated for equipment.
The National Transportation Safety Board Tuesday released preliminary findings into what may have caused a fiery train derailment in Raymond last month. According to the report, 23 mixed freight Burlington Northern Santa Fe rail cars went off the tracks just before 1 a.m. March 30th. 14 of those were carrying 28,900 gallons of denatured ethanol. Two sustained punctured shells, causing the ethanol to leak and catch fire. The resulting fire damaged gaskets on three other cars, which released more ethanol, contributing to an even larger fire. It does not appear that excess speed was a factor, but a piece of fractured rail was removed and sent to the BNSF labs for further examination. Preliminary estimates peg the damage at around $1.9 million. Stearns County Hazardous Waste Collection. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Leverins. A piece of fractured rail may have been a contributing factor to a train derailment that caused the entire town of Raymond to be evacuated last month. The National Transportation Safety Board released the preliminary findings of the report Tuesday, which showed the train was properly staffed and was not traveling at an excessive speed. The weather also not a problem, as the conditions were cited as dark and clear when 23 cars from a northbound Burlington Northern Santa Fe train went off the tracks around 1 a.m. March 30th. Roughly 800 people had to be evacuated from their homes after several cars, which were carrying thousands of gallons of denatured ethanol, left the tracks and caught fire. No one was hurt. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office is stepping back. No injuries were reported. June is National Rail Safety Month, and advocates are turning up the heat on Congress to pass the Railway Safety Act. The law would increase inspections on trains that carry hazardous materials, require rail carriers that have emergency response plans, and increase penalties for rail companies when crashes happen. Brittany Kohler is with the National League of Cities and says the bill is about stopping the continuous cycle of train wrecks, often with hazardous materials on board that put communities' health and safety at risk.
We need to reevaluate rail safety and ensure that we are keeping up with the modernizations that are needed. And what we can do together is pass this bill and continue to work on rail safety.
It comes after notable train derailments, such as the one in Raymond, Minnesota in March. After clearing the committee stage last month, the bill is headed to the Senate floor. The St. Cloud. At 6 p.m. Advocates are turning up the heat on Congress to pass the Railway Safety Act. The goal is to prevent future derailments, such as the one in Raymond, Minnesota back in March. Brittany Kohler with the National League of Cities says it submitted proposed safety recommendations, which include ensuring money generated from fines against rail companies goes to impacted communities.
What we hope to see is that fines will create better behavior that are more appropriate to what's happening. And we've seen a lot of incidents just continue because there aren't any consequences. And we think that these fines have an opportunity to be used for good.
Specifically, the Department of Transportation must issue safety regulations for trains carrying hazardous materials, reduce blocked rail crossings, and comply with certain requirements regarding train length and weight specifications, track standards, speed restrictions, and response plans. Minneapolis, good morning. I'm Jennifer Leverins. The National Transportation Safety Board says a broken rail caused a train derailment earlier this year in central Minnesota. Nearly two dozen rail cars left the track in Raymond March 30th, causing a fire that led to the evacuation of the entire town of Raymond. Local officials said the damage caused the derailment could have been much worse if it had happened further east, where more homes and businesses were located. The NTSB said the train was traveling below the speed limit for that section of track at the time. It blamed the incident on a rail head surface condition that caused the rail to separate as the train passed over it. I'm Jennifer Leverins. The National Transportation Safety Board has closed its investigation into a train derailment that led to the evacuation of an entire central Minnesota town This past spring, residents of Raymond, population 800, were awakened just after 1 a.m. March 30th, 2023, after 24 mixed freight Burlington Northern rail cars went off the tracks in the city's western edge and caught fire. A piece of fractured track was discovered at the scene and sent to the BNSF lab in Topeka, Kansas for further examination. According to investigators, the broken section separated under the cars, tipping 24 of them over and piling them up accordion style. Damage is estimated at around $6.1 million. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett says it would be a good idea for the nation's highest court to adopt a formal code of conduct. But she says there's already a unanimous decision among the nine justices that they should hold.